I believe it's in the 89th Psalm. It says, "Blessed are the people that hear the joyful sounds." And if you look up the Hebrew word, it's talking about the shouts of victory. Blessed are the people that hear the joyful sounds. It's good to be here today. Amen? Good to be in the house of the Lord. Singing sounds just really good today. And I'm just thrilled with the goodness of God that we get to enjoy this morning. You may have something on your heart. Maybe somebody has a word or a testimony. Something on your heart today. I can. All right. Typically what we do at Victory is we open the doors of the church for people that have been saved by the grace of God to join by experience and baptism. In other words, when you join a sound church, you must give an experience of grace. In other words, you must give testimony of a time and a place where you were born again. The church is made up of lively stones, those that have a living hope, those that have an experience that they can share where they once were lost and now they're found. The church is made up of saved people, regenerated people. And if you've been regenerated by the Spirit of God and you've never joined the church, if you've never stepped out from among the world and been baptized and followed Jesus in baptism, the Bible commands you to do it. Amen. Commands you to do it. We make that available to you this morning. We also have people that unite with the church by letter. In other words, they're coming from another church of like faith and order, and they join this church, and they move their membership here. You know, we do this letter of transfer, but it's really God who does the transferring. God is the only one that can temper you into a body. We believe that people need to follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. Amen? We really do. People are led to unite with the church. We want to be just as big as God wants us to be. We want to be as small as God wants us to be. Amen? We want people to follow the leadership of the Lord. And I believe that applies any time that you unite with the church. You need to be led of the Lord. Amen? I really believe that. I know we live in some silly times. I know a man that joined a church here recently because somebody said something about his beard. You know, didn't you shave today or something like that? I mean, people are so petty today. They really are. They're so self-centered. Listen, this isn't about you. It's about your service that you render to the Lord Jesus Christ. You being where God wants you to be. That's what it's all about. We need to follow the Lord. The Bible says people that are the children of the Lord, they are led of the Lord. Led of the Lord. I think one of the things that just gave me greater confirmation that I've been saved by the grace of God was God leading me to unite with the church. I'd just gotten saved, and the preacher, Brother Perigo, I'll never forget, he opened the doors of the church and he invited people that had been saved to come forward to be baptized. And I had that, I can't explain it to you. You know, it's like the Lord speaking to you, but not in an audible voice. Amen. But you know exactly what He's saying. All right? And I knew that I needed to unite with the church. And so I stepped out of the aisle. I was just 10 years old. And I stepped out of the aisle and I went forward. And I told those people what happened to me on that Monday night. I'm so glad that I did. Amen. Amen. So glad that I followed the Lord. I know most of you know our story. And, you know, Angie got saved. We were only 10, and she got saved in the same revival. And we were baptized together. Baptized together. God put us together when we were just kids. Do you believe God does stuff like that? Oh, I do. Anyway, so we're going to open the doors of the church. We're going to have another song. You've been saved by the grace of God. I encourage you to step out from among the world and be identified with the blood of Jesus Christ. Be identified with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. be identified as a follower of Jesus Christ. Oh, you know, we have a lot of regrets in life, but you'll never regret that move. You'll never regret it. And so as they sing, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you've never united with the church and been baptized, this is your opportunity to step out and follow the Lord today as they sing. Allow me this morning to read a few verses of Scripture to you taken from the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians chapter 1. There are a lot of important passages of Scripture that give us a clear understanding of how to be saved. In the book of Ephesians, there are many of these verses. There are many passages of Scripture that tell us how it was for us when we were changed and made anew. I still believe that people need to be made anew. There needs to be a change in the heart of people. The Bible talks about us being in dead and trespasses and in sin, and how that our spiritual lives need to be raised to a level or a position where we can have fellowship with God, that we can interact with a holy and righteous God, where we can sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Only the believer, only those that repent of their sins and put faith in Jesus Christ and experience the new birth can be with God in heaven. Those who have not been saved, who have not repented of their sins and put faith in Jesus Christ, there's not an alternate place other than hell. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus said that people who do not believe in Him, they would perish. Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible tells us that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance in the book of Peter. So it's clear that a person must repent of their sins. They must put faith in Jesus Christ to not perish eternally. There's a place eternally where people perish. There's a place that Jesus described as a lake of fire, a place of torment where the worm dieth not and the fire is unquenched. And He said it was prepared for the devil and his angels. But people who reject Jesus Christ will go there. People who reject Jesus Christ will spend eternity in hell because they have not believed in the only begotten Son of God. Amen? In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about our purpose. You know, man was created to bring honor and glory to God. That's why we were created. We were created to glorify our Creator. But man chose to sin. He chose to be selfish. He chose his own course. He chose to glorify himself. And he was cast out of the Garden of Eden. It was because he took of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that the human race fell into sin. And we are sinners. Amen? Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. We all need to be saved. The Bible says that this is a true and faithful saying in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. This is a true and faithful saying worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ, He came, He died on the cross of Calvary, of course, to save sinners. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. All of us have the sinful nature of Adam. We're all depraved. We're all sinners. David said that we come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies. We were conceived in iniquity. Amen? In sin did our mothers, were we conceived? The Bible says that we come forth speaking lies, that our throat is an open sepulcher. The Bible says that we are at the very core of our being sinners, transgressors of the law of God. And Jesus came to save us. See, that's the good news. See, it's the bad news that you're a sinner that makes the good news good. Amen. The word gospel is the word good news. It means good news. And we are preachers and teachers of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. He went to the cross. He bore your sins. He absorbed the wrath of your transgressions that you might go to heaven. Have eternal life. Oh, there's eternal life in the Son of God. Amen. There's eternal life in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why we preach and proclaim and teach about Jesus Christ. We declare His name because there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, we were created, our purpose was to glorify Him. But we marred that purpose. We sinned and transgressed the law of God. But Jesus came to restore our purpose, that we could live our lives to the praise of God's glory. But it's only through redemption. Only through redemption. And so he begins to talk about verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. I'm amazed that people feel that they can be accepted apart from Jesus Christ. None of us can be accepted into the presence of a holy God apart from the blood. Yeah, you got to have a believing application of the blood of Jesus Christ on your soul. And it's a personal thing. A personal thing. There must be a personal experience of that application of blood. Listen, that's how you know you're saved. And he'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But he talks about how that we're only accepted before God through the blood of Jesus, through the grace of God. He says, in whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. Aren't you glad there's forgiveness through the blood? That there's redemption, that we can be brought back into relationship with the Holy God through the sacrificial atoning death of Jesus Christ. He bled, He died, His hands were pierced, His side was pierced, His feet were pierced with those staves. And I'm telling you, He hung on a cruel cross for you. Bible says that He, in His own body, bore our sins on the tree. He bore our sins. He was dying for us. Amen. Jesus was dying for us on the cross, making a way where we can have access and acceptability in the presence of a holy God. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Either the blood of Jesus was shed for you or it wasn't. Either the blood of Jesus was applied to your account or it wasn't or isn't. I can profess today that the blood of Jesus has been applied to my account. Amen? Applied to my account. He says in these verses that there's redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both that are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, having predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory. Amen? We're to be to the praise of His glory. We've been saved. We've been redeemed. We are to live to the praise of His glory. Now, there's a lot in here, but I'm trying to cut things short this morning. We spent a lot of time singing and testifying, and I don't plan to hold you very long. I just want just a few minutes of your time, okay? This is really important. There There's coming a day off in the future where God is going to gather together all things in Christ. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that Jesus Christ, that He was made a little lower than the angels. The Bible says that He took upon Himself flesh. The Bible says that He became a man, He who was equal with God. And He lowered Himself. He condescended. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation. He took upon Himself the form of a servant, and being found in the likeness of man, He humbled Himself. He humbled Himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted Him. Amen? Given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee will bow, of things in heaven, of things of the earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Listen, one day all things will be gathered in Him. And you need to be found in Him. And the only way you can be found in Him is by trusting in Jesus to the saving of your soul. And if you trust in Jesus to the saving of your soul, you will be put in Jesus and Christ will be put in you. Amen. I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Paul said in Galatians, he said, you know, I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Yet I live, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who died for me. Amen. Jesus Christ died for me. And if you get that transformation, that change that occurs in your life where the blood of Jesus is applied to your life, it'll change you too. Amen. Yeah. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new. Amen. Let it become new. New in Christ. That first song we sang, I believe, was written by an 8-year-old girl that got saved. I saved at 8 years old. And, you know, it's a grand and glorious feeling to serve the Lord in it. A grand and glorious feeling to serve the Lord. Something new came into her, and listen, something new needs to come into you that wasn't there before. He talks about that in these verses. He goes a little further, and let me finish this up. He talks about how that we've obtained inheritance, an eternal inheritance. Do you know you're a child of God? Do you sense that? Do you sense the reality of it? I mean, is there a conscious reality that you're a child of God? Huh? Do you sense that? Do you feel that in your heart and life? Amen. Sometimes we sing the song, thank God I'm a child of the King. I like that song, you know. And I sense that, I feel that. I was born to a lowly family of lowly parents, but I'll tell you, when I was reborn into the family of God. I'm a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My Father owns it all. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He gave the birds the song to sing. I'm telling you, He is truly my Father, my Heavenly Father. And I get down on my knees and I pray. I feel that. I sense that. I sense the joy of being able to go into His presence and make my petitions known, but I also sense the chastening rod of God as well. Don't you? Yeah. But He is my Father. He blesses me and He chastens me. Y'all know about that? But I know I am one of His own. I am one of His own. Oh, how good it is. How good it is. What did John say in 3 John? Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be the children of God. We are the children of the Most High God. And we have an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved for us in heaven. Wow! an inheritance, being predetermined according to His purpose, who worketh all things according to His will, that we should be to the praise of His glory. Look at verse 12, who first trusted in Christ. Listen, you'll never be to the praise of the glory of God till you trust in Jesus Christ. That's how it all started for us, wasn't it? We put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 it says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus said, the person who doesn't put trust and faith in Jesus Christ will be damned. Amen? That's what He said. Mark 16, 16. But we trusted in Christ and everything changed. Everything changed. In whom also ye trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. Are you thankful for the preaching of the gospel? Do you still believe that the preaching of the gospel is the power of God and His salvation to everyone that believes? To the world, the preaching of the cross, it's foolishness. But to us that are saved, it's the power of God. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus said, if I be lifted up. And how is He lifted up? He's lifted up through the preaching of the gospel. If I be lifted up, He said, I will draw all men unto Me. Oh, I'm thankful for the preaching of the cross. Aren't you? Yeah. Thankful for the preaching of the gospel. Not a one of you would be saved if it wasn't for the gospel preaching of Jesus Christ. Yeah. We trusted in Christ after that we heard somebody tell us we needed to be saved. We trusted in Jesus after we heard that He died on the cross to take our place, to absorb the wrath of God, that He died in our stead, that He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We heard the gospel message that He died and rose again and lives forevermore. And it changes your life, what He did. It's not abstract or mundane in any way. It transforms people. Transforms them, amen. Transforms their lives. Saves their souls. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it does. The word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom after you believed, what happened? What's it say in verse 13? Folks, that's how you know you're saved. The Spirit of God comes into your life. The Holy Spirit of God comes into your life. And that mark... There was a song that was sung last night about the mark that was put upon us. But that mark, that, as it's described here, as the earnest, the payment, you know, was made, the earnest money. There was a down payment put upon my life. I am the Lord's. Amen. That's how I know I'm His and He is mine. You receive the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. It comes into your life when you believe. And if it didn't come into your life when you believed, you have not been made a child of God. You believe with the mind, but you've not believed with all of the heart. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Amen. With the heart, with the soul. Man believes unto righteousness. Well, I want us to get a song. There may be somebody here today. You have eyes of self-examination. And it's not there. You know that your purpose and your purposes are self-purposes. I tell you what, when you get saved, it's not about you, it's about the Lord. Amen? It's about His work, His kingdom, His gospel. It's about Him, not you. It's about Him. His name means everything. Amen. Maybe you're not in the center of God's will. Your life is not abounding to His glory. I want you to come. I want you to... You've heard the good news. Jesus saves. Can I get amen? Jesus saves. Who does He save? He saves sinners. How does He save them? When they come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and they put their trust in the cross, in what Jesus did. That's grace. Amen? Will you experience salvation based upon the merits of the cross? Put your faith in what Jesus did on Golgotha's hill to atone for your transgressions, your iniquities, and your sins before a holy God. You trust in that to be your righteousness. Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection. You trust to the saving of your soul. And when you get saved, you receive the earnest of the Spirit. Now the Spirit of God, go ahead and stand up. The Spirit of God constantly and repeatedly, we've studied this a little bit on Wednesday night, is described as the wind. Oh, the Lord needs to blow across here, amen? Oh, yes. We need the wind to pass by. We need the Spirit of the Lord to move on us. Amen? There's a moving of the Spirit that blows upon your soul, rolls the burden of sin away, and lets you know you're saved. I don't know how to describe it to you. You just got to experience it. Amen? But when you do, you'll know. You'll know that your sins have been washed away. Amen. That the blood's been applied to your account. That your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Y'all know about that? That you've been set free from the condemnation of your sins. And if the Son sets you free indeed. Bible says there is now. Everybody say now. Now, no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen? They are set free from the condemnation of sin because they are in Christ and Christ is in them. Listen, if you're here today, you've never been saved, your life doesn't abound to the glory of God, but you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. I believe that. But you've got to trust in it. You got to trust in it with all of your heart. And then God will come and do His work in your life. Let us sing.